This is Fresh Air. The streets of Northern Ireland in 1971 are the setting for the new film 71, in which Jack O'Connell, best known for his starring role in Unbroken, plays an English soldier cut off from his unit in the middle of a riot. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
The most powerful thing about the Belfast Northern Ireland period thriller 71 is that no one dies well. In outline, this is a conventional and a smashingly good chase melodrama, but it's also a tragedy. From the first face-off between the British Army and a mob of Catholic men, women, and children who get in the soldiers' faces and draw first blood, to the heart-stopping climax in a ruined pub. By then, the protagonist, Gary Hook, a wounded British private, trapped behind what I'll reluctantly call enemy lines, reluctant because it's the Catholics' home turf, is battered in ways from which he'll never recover, even if his body survives. Private Hook is played by Jack O'Connell, who had a huge, volatile presence in the prison drama Starred Up, but seemed muted as Louis Zamperini in Unbroken. The American accent and the way he was shot to be an archetypal clean-cut Yank neutered his natural temperament. He doesn't have many lines in 71, and at first he's just another beefy Brit in a beret. But he grows more and more vivid. His terror and helplessness becomes primal and somehow poetic. Gary Hook has arrived in Belfast with no strong politics, no mandate except getting home to his little brother, who lives for reasons that aren't explained in a locked facility where Gary was once a resident too.
Listen, I don't want you worried about me, okay? I'll be fine, I promise you.
Ah, come on, eat up. I'm not even leaving the country, so you got nothing to worry about.
Got a girlfriend?
No.
No? Let me see your teeth. You liar.
Many Northern Ireland-set TV plays and films haven't been widely seen outside the UK, so I'm not sure how common it is to see the days leading up to the 1972 Bloody Sunday massacre through the eyes of sympathetic English soldiers. Bloody Sunday isn't depicted in 71, but Belfast is a war zone and near to boiling over. That said, as the English prepare to move into an Irish Catholic stronghold, their aristocratic lieutenant, played by Sam Reed, speaks in ways that could be called liberal.
Look lively!
Are we expecting a riot, Sergeant?
I thought that we should be prepared, sir.
Today's operation is to assist the RUC in conducting a house search in the Catholic community. I want berets, Sergeant. No riot gear.
You sure, sir?
We need to go out there and reassure people. We're here to protect them. We need to look them in the eye and tell them that. Carry on.
Screenwriter Gregory Burke created a celebrated play called Black Watch that told the stories of Scottish soldiers stationed in Iraq. And while 71 is much more formulaic, Burke shows the same curiosity about the inner dynamics of groups on both sides of a conflict. The Irish Republican Army is Gary's most dangerous adversary. They hunt for him after an especially violent IRA man, played by Killian Scott, shoots another private in the face. But there's also wanton killing by undercover English officers and loyalists who conspire to blow up Catholic civilians. The entire populace is deformed by hatred. Even a tough-talking little boy, played by Corey McKinley, who leads Hook to the temporary safety of a loyalist pub. Wounded and taken in by two Catholic Good Samaritans, one of them, a young woman, is so terrified of being branded a traitor that she wants to give him up at once. 71 is the first theatrical feature by Jan Demange, who uses the handheld camera sparingly but surely and creates an overpowering sense of menace. The movie isn't an original. Gary's Odyssey doesn't have the mythic strangeness of Carol Reed's 1947 masterpiece Odd Man Out, in which a mortally wounded IRA fighter, played by James Mason, moves through a demented underworld. But Demange and Burke use their hero as a way into an entire poisoned ecosystem. When Gary stabs someone, who would have surely killed him, he and his enemy stare into each other's eyes, as if they know they're the same human being.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.